broadcasting from the Honda North studios. The temperatures are getting cooler, but the deals are heating up at Honda North. Lease an all-wheel drive CR-V LX for $249 a month, or upgrade to an EX for just $299 a month during the Back to Cool sales event going on now. See Honda North for complete details. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, the rock station. 97.7, the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the rock station. 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of our Grassroots Show here tonight on the rock station 97.7. We appreciate you tuning in to hear a little bit about local music and the local music scene. And, well, we're going to have a special guest in the studio tonight as well. We'll talk about that. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess of Shady Lady Productions, and we are ready to play some local music. How are you doing tonight?
Doing pretty good, Bob.
That's good. We're brought to you by the Meatlock Recording Studio, and we'll talk more about that, too, because, ironically, we have something very special that is going to be very well connected to the Meat Locker Recording Studio. But, you know, we're getting ready for another Rock Done Right tour to stop. That kind of hits you in the face because I looked up at the calendar and went, oh, we've got to flip that. It's October 1st here already, here tonight. And that means we are 2 weeks from yesterday away from our next Rock Done Right tour stop. And it's the very popular, after 1 year, the Zilly on Tap event that is coming up for the second year. And it is on Saturday, October 14th at the Zilly Noble Community Park. When you work your way through the park to the top of the hill, right on top of the hill, they've got a big open field area, and that's where they hold this, and it'll feature local music. And, well, if you like beer, this is your event, to put it bluntly.
Yeah, it was a blast last year, and they're going to have, like, I don't know, 15, 18 brewers or something like that out there, plus, yeah, live music and food.
Yeah, Bash is going to be there, the Butler Area Society of Home Brewers, so you know you'll have some varieties of samples there.
And you know Jerry can make beer, so stop on by and check out Dre and Jerry's beer, because those two always deliver.
But boy, you go through the list of, I mean, you know, there's local and regional brewers that are going to be there, so I mean, it's like the best of all worlds. Yep. When you look at it, Big Rail, Butler Brew Works will be there, Connie Creek Brewing, I love that name, Erie Brewing, Four Seasons, Fractured Grape Winery, Grist House, North Country Brewing, Reclamation, Rock Bottom, Shoe Brew, right down in Zillianople, Southern Tier, Voodoo Brewery, and more. I mean, there's going to be a great selection there. And your tickets are $40 per session. Now, they have two different sessions. One's 3 to 6, the other 7 to 10. So you can take your pick if you want to be there in the daylight, or you can be there at night. And this is all benefiting the Zillianople Public Library and their community pool. $40 session, and that gets you, you know, basically 3 hours of tasting.
Yep, and if you're not into the beer part of it, they do have concert-only tickets and designated driver tickets as well. So you can, if you're a designated driver, come and enjoy the music, and they'll hook you up with that. It's just $10 for the whole event for that.
Yeah, fantastic. And Dave Hamilton is the guy behind putting the music together. And the first session is going to feature the very entertaining Squeezing the Shaman Band, a little blues rock. The Noble Hops Band will be performing as well in between set breaks. Brother from Another Mother will kind of be the in-between sessions band. And then headlining the second session will be a little kind of a soul jazz funk trio, Organization, will be there. And so it's going to be a fun day of some local music. I love their slogans, sip, munch, jam, just kind of chill. And that's what it was last year, and it was amazing for a first year, the turnout they had, and everybody that was there were blown away on how well it was put together. I thought that was a very interesting theme, talking to people that had been there.
Yeah, everybody had a great time last year, and it was a perfect fall day for it as well, so hopefully we end up with one of those again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, all you have to do is Google up Zilly on Tap. You can find your tickets at eventbrite.com as well, just Zilly on Tap, and go ahead and get those tickets, because it was so successful first round. Don't take a chance that one of the sessions that you want to get won't sell out, because it was pretty well packed last year.
Yeah, it was. And I've got tickets on me also. So if you see me out and about and you want one, or message me or whatever, I can hook you up with a ticket there.
Fantastic. So I'm going to visit with Brad Forster tonight. Brad is, when you talk about people that support the local music scene, if there was an encyclopedia, it might just have Brad's picture in there, because, boy, does he get out and support everybody. And it's gotten him into performing, just watching others do it and thinking, wow, that looks pretty cool. I want to be a part of that. And a number of years ago, he picked up a guitar, and within the last year, inspired, ironically, I think, by the Rock Done Right tour, which he will explain, got him into writing some music. So we're going to have him play tonight and let you hear a little bit of his music.
Yeah, looking forward to it. See him out all the time, and he's invited me up to share the stage with him a couple times, which is always cool. And we've brought him up to share it with us, and big supporter. Love it.
Absolutely. But first, we're going to play some music, and this is a young lady that actually was part of the Butler Music Project a while back, but I've had the opportunity out and about in Mercer County to come across her one day, just sitting there at a little festival, and all of a sudden, young lady walks up with her guitar, starts to play, and I recognized it was Miranda Snyder, and boy, you want to talk about somebody that can write a song, and she's got a magnificent voice, and it's good to see, because she had kind of, I think, not stepped away from performing, but she was doing other things, and it kind of took her away. Now she's kind of back performing and trying to do a lot of different things. We're going to play a song from Miranda Snyder called Don't You Cry.
All right, and we're going to follow that up with a new song we got out of the Meat Locker recording studio, and this is the perfect example of what we've been talking about in regard to what they do, what Jim does down there. Gary Burke III reached out and was like, hey, I've got this song. He got permission to record a song from Nashville songwriter Steve Azar, who's famous for his song I Don't Have to Be Me Until Monday, and Chris Farron, who was a co-writer on Carrie Underwood's Jesus Take the Wheel. So he got permission to record this song, and he's like, I've got this song, but I don't know what to do with it. I don't know where to go. It's like, simple. Call Jim at Meat Locker Recording Studio. He's got the studio, the talent, hook you up with musicians, and boom, here it is. And we're going to feature it tonight, Gary Burke III, in a song called Crashed.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah. And
we've been talking about it. Here's a prime example of it.
And I think we're going to hear some more down the road from other artists that are doing the same thing. So
there you go. Hit up the Meat Locker and get on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Wishing you were here, oh my dear. reason for the same thing. When it happened, it was nobody's fault. When it all came to a screeching halt, it was nothing like a schoolboy crush. Man, it wasn't like we gently touched and we crashed into each other. We crashed, didn't see it coming. We crashed, tore off the cover of my heart, my soul. And all over, I felt the power and impact of love that last. When we crashed, when we crashed. Take it real slow. I'm the only one to tell me when to lose control. All at once, from I don't know where, suddenly you were right there. By the time I put my foot on the brakes, a man, I'll tell you, it was too late. We crashed into each other. This ain't no fender bender, this ain't no hit and run. Before it hit me, the damage was already done. There ain't no compromise, there ain't no broken glass. Two people in a daze, when it all goes
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Bob in Utah with you, and we're being presented, this segment anyway, by the Home of the Man Can special. And for a lot of NFL fans last week, you probably needed several man cans to get through your game because they were difficult to watch, especially for Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Not so much for the Packers, but that's why the man can is there. That's why the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport is there, just in case. I say watch Saturday. It's much more entertaining.
Yes, it's
Yeah, but this isn't a political show, so we'll move forward.
That's right.
Keep to the music.
I don't want to get suspended, so we do have that reputation around
Yes,
here.
We do. And I'm on my good behavior here of late, although I got plenty to say about some other things.
Want to welcome Brad Forster into the show here. Brad, how you doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having me come in.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Brad, longtime supporter, avid supporter of local music and local musicians and part of the scene yourself. And give us a little background of yourself, Brad, kind of a little bio. Take us back into whatever led you to want to be involved in music.
Well, I've had a guitar for a long time. I just never really learned how to play it. Co-worker invited me to go to a guy's weekend thing with them, and there's about 18 guys, and everybody had guitars and mandolins and banjos, and they played all weekend, and they're trying to throw me out chords, and I couldn't keep up, so I come back home and said, all right, that looked like it was way too much fun. I wanted to participate, so it's like I got to learn how to play a little bit better, and took a few lessons and did that, but that's really what got me started. Writing music, I guess I'd say I always liked music, and always liked the band Cross Canadian Ragweed, and was at place one night, and they had an open mic night, and Rob and Slim of the Shiners come in, and they played two Ragweed songs, which like blew me away because nobody I ever met even heard of them. But so I got to be good friends with them guys, and just through their original music got me into kind of like, you know, I'm going to try my hand at that.
Yeah,
just messing around and ended up with five or six songs.
So friends kind of helped you believing in yourself, what you could do and perform.
Yep.
That's cool. Now, going back to that first round where all the guys were jamming, about how long ago was that?
That's about 8 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So not too long ago, but enough.
Yeah, I really started taking it a little more seriously probably about 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you started out acoustically?
Yeah, acoustics, what I've always had. And then I ventured into the electric guitars. And I have way more stuff than I should.
Yeah.
But I think everybody could say that.
Yeah. As far as you said, you know, Cross Canadian Ragweed, which, by the way, we do play several of their songs on our country station here. Big fan, too. Always enjoyed their music. Who were some of the influences that you grew up listening to? Was it in your family?
Music in my family was big. I didn't pick up on it as early as everybody else. I was pretty later in life. But on my mom's side of the family, her dad played bass and fiddle and traveled around with a polka band, even though he was like from Italy.
Oh wow.
But he passed away when he was like 52 and I was only like 2 years old. So I don't really never met him, but they have recordings of him. They have records that he played on.
Okay.
So once in a while my mom would play those. On my dad's side of the family, my grandfather was in a gospel quartet that my aunt, when she was like 14, was the piano player on, and they traveled all around and played, and they have a record, and my grandmother sang in like a female quartet kind of thing. Like that, both my sisters play piano. I was just later on started. I played piano for 2 years. My parents let me quit, which, now looking back, I wish
you were one of the lucky ones, huh?
Yeah. Looking back, I wish they wouldn't have let me quit, but
you know, if you only knew what your mom knew. Mine made me take for 6 years, you know. Hated every moment of it, but now I appreciate it, you know, because she made me stick with it, and I didn't, you know, of course, and then I haven't done anything with it, but I can play the piano, you know.
Well, we're going to have to get you on the grassroots show, Bob.
Well, I don't write songs, you know. I can't even remember them.
I thought you only played the radio.
So when did you start? Take us back to the first song you ever wrote, and how did that come together for you? Because I'm always fascinated by that on what triggers that melody and what triggers the thought process?
Well, I was talking with a friend of mine once. They were going through pretty hard time, and we both like the West and in the Rocky Mountains and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We were just talking to them, like, you know, just in conversation, that It takes effort to get to the top. It's hard to get up there. But once you get up there, the views are just incredible. So it's kind of like the view from the top is better than the bottom. And so that line kind of popped in my head. And then I was listening to Bob Dylan's song. I said, like, hey, this guy, he plays three chords, same progression. I was like, why can't I do that? So I just sat down one day and... And it wasn't long after first Rock Done Right thing at the theater in Zillionople.
Okay, all right.
And that's when Rob in Utah, Noble Hops, played their song Grace. Mm-hmm. And I thought, man, that song hits on a lot of people can relate to that. So I tried to just start thinking of, like, different things that people go through and... You know, that's how the different verses came up, you know, okay. All the different struggles that people could go through. I tried to get it that it would encompass a variety of people. That song, I actually always thought that was kind of like a cheesier song, but it's one, if I play out, that, like, people seem to relate to a lot. There's many times where I've played it and, like, you look out and there's people crying and things like that. And
wow.
It's kind of odd.
Yeah. But that's got to be cool, knowing that you've made a connection with that person.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I was playing with John Rickard, and he told me, he says, did you notice, like, those three girls over there, like, they're, like, crying and stuff. He says, that's how you know you have a good one.
Cool. So I was like, that's cool. And we're going to hear that song coming up a little bit later on here tonight. Visiting with Brad Farster. And Brad has a very unique gig. Not only does he play out and you hit a lot of the open mics and things, but you have a really cool thing that you put together. I don't know. You can tell us when it began, but a thing called the Cellar Dwellers. Of course, that's the group that you have put together. But you have jam. You kind of have a Cellar Dweller jam every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. So when I built my house, I had the basement room, and I had them put extra tall beams in so that I didn't have a post in the middle of the room. So I had this big empty room, and I just decided one day I'm going to do something with it. So once I got into the music thing, so I'm going to make it into a music room, and people come over and we'll play music together. And the whole Cellar Dweller thing started was Pete LaCava from the Shiners and I got together to do some songs at some different open mics, and so we played out a few, and some people were saying, hey, what's the name of your group? And I was like, are we a group, and do we have a name, Pete? And he says, yeah, we're the Cellar Dwellers, because we only ever play in each other's basements. So it's stuck, and everybody calls us that. So of course we had to get bumper stickers and t-shirts, sure, to do the whole thing. But it turned into a really cool thing where a lot of local musicians that I'm friends with, on some Sunday afternoons, we have a big jam, and everybody comes over. There's a full PA. There's a drum kit. We have a piano.
It's all that stuff he was talking about.
Yeah, it's all that.
He's putting that stuff to good use.
Yes, that's it. It's kind of like the Field of Dreams. If you build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And so people come over, and we play simpler songs that everybody can jam on, and you go around the room, and there's some few things I found interesting, like just observing people, was you have guys that just, you know, their bands play Led Zeppelin or, you know, just lots of rock stuff, and you'll play a twangy country song, and, you know, everybody gets to do leads, and guys will be like, hey, can I try that again? I never get to play that stuff. And, you know, they have a lot of fun, or people pick up, guys that don't play bass will play bass, guys that don't play drums play drums, and everybody just has a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah, so I think we have video of Bob singing a song at that.
Yes, there is a video of that
you're talking about.
Yes. That would have been the first time Bob ever sang with a band, okay, and not like some karaoke machine, you know. So, that was, I mean, and I felt very privileged because it was like, wow, this is pretty cool. So, I mean, I could see that where people are really having fun. And, I mean, you it's amazing some of the people that do pop into your cellar, huh?
People have seen some of the videos that were posted on Facebook and are like, wow, you have some pretty good musicians that come. So,
I think that also shows you the family that musicians are.
Very helpful with me, and if I want to bounce ideas off of them, or, you know, they're very supportive of me, and I try to be supportive back to all of them.
That's awesome.
Oh, you are. I got to give you props on that. You go out and support so many other musicians, so many other shows. It is not uncommon, you know, to see you out at a show. No, and that's appreciated big time. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think every show I've ever been to, Brad's been there, you know. So that's proof in the pudding right there. Well, let's do a song. We're going to do a song. You're going to play one live here called See Her. Give us a little background on that.
It was just about how, you know, you may view somebody and they view themselves differently, or you may view yourself as one way, but other people see you differently.
Okay.
Is kind of what that song's about.
Kind of a story of observation, if you
will. Yeah.
Let's give it a listen. Brad Farster in the studio tonight here on the Grassroots Show. This is a song called See Her on 97.7 FM.
Says that she doesn't feel worthy. If she could only see what I see. Says that she's nothing special. I say that she is everything precious. If she could see herself like I see her, she'd see those shimmering eyes, brighter than the stars in the sky. She'd see a great smile, tender heart, that warms a room and soothes a soul. If she could see herself like I see her. Says that she doesn't deserve. She inspires the world around her. Says that she's nothing exceptional. I say that she is unforgettable. If she could see herself like I see her, she'd see those shimmering eyes, brighter than the stars in the sky. She'd see a great smile, tender heart, that warms a room and soothes a soul. If she could see herself like I see her. Hope someday a glance in the mirror will reveal to her just what I see. If she could see herself like I see her, she'd see those shimmering eyes, brighter than the stars in the sky. She'd see a great smile, tender heart, that warms a room and
pursues our soul. If she see herself like I see her, the vow of forever ends in never, as the last petal falls from the rose love once born. These empty arms, they got no one to hold. These willing lips, they got no one to kiss. Since you went your separate way, these eyes, they still shed a tear or two. This broken heart is still in love with you. Like a shooting star across the night sky, love's light fades into the dark. The tragedy of sadness from good memories, the wonder of when it all went wrong. As the last petal falls from the rose love once born, these empty arms, they got no one to hold. These willing lips, they got no one to kiss. Since you went your separate way, these eyes, they still shed a tear or two. This broken heart is still in love with you. This broken heart is still in love with you. The vow of forever ends in never, as the last petal falls from the rose love once born. These empty arms, they got no one to hold. These willing lips, they got no one to kiss. Since you went your separate way, these eyes, they still shed a tear or two. This broken heart is still in love with you. This broken heart is still in love with you. This broken heart is still in love with you.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This segment brought to you by Broz's Superette, high in the hill and right on the price. As a matter of fact, I made a stop up there on my way out to my camp this past weekend. We stopped by on Friday before we left, picked up some good snack sticks, courtesy of Broz's, and some hot some as well. And even wife even got some ham salad so she could tide herself over while I was doing the Slippery Rock football. So we had some great, great eats this weekend from Broz's Superette, and I encourage you to stop on by and browse around as well. Just heard another song from Brad Forrester. He's our guest tonight here on the Grassroots Show. Following up See Her was a song called Once Was. Give us a little background of that. What inspired that?
Well, Once Was, that's kind of a funny one. A friend of mine was like, oh, you know, every band has their angry songs or their sad songs, something like that. And so, yeah, I don't know if I can write an angry song. I'm not really an angry person. But the new remake of the Beauty and the Beast movie had come out, and there was a preview come up on something I was watching, and I was like, huh, I wonder what the Beast was thinking, you know, before the happy ending. And so that song is actually kind of based off of, like, the Beauty and the Beast before the happy ending, you know. What was going through that guy's mind all them years, you know?
Okay, so all right.
It's kind of where that one come from.
All right, all right. And that's your angry song, I guess.
Well, no, yeah, I guess, sort of, I guess.
Oh, good stuff, good stuff. Well, and, you know, for somebody, I mean, when you think about this, you know, you've talked about, you know, playing the guitar. The songwriting is still kind of in its infancy. I mean, you're a little over a year of doing this. So to have put something, you know, several songs like this together is pretty impressive.
Yeah, there's just like a few month period where, like, you know, the doors opened up and just ideas came. You write them down and they just flew real fast. And then there's the other times where it's like you say, okay, I want to sit down and write something, and it just nothing's there, you know.
I think every songwriter says that. You have to use that inspiration and jump on the inspiration when it happens, but you can't force it either.
Yep.
So, well, these cellar dweller get-togethers have been going on now for what? A little over a year is when you started that?
Yeah, probably a year and a half or so. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And you have something very special that is coming up that is going to kind of, I guess, break you out of the cellar in a sense.
Yeah, yeah. We're taking the Cellar Dweller jam session, and we're moving it on the road, and it's opened up to the public for people to come and see. Where I work, they do this really, it's kind of an unheard of thing with the medical insurance being so high. You know, a lot of people have to pay out of their pocket their deductibles and things. Well, where I work, they do implemented a program where if you participate in their wellness program, and part of their wellness program now is community service, but if you participate in that, they will pay all of your deductible for your medical insurance.
Wow.
So people were asking me, you know, hey, when are you having another jam? You know, let's get together and play. And the idea came was, why don't we do that, but help some people at the same time? So we're doing a We'll Sing for Food benefit at the Natrona Heights VFW on Sunday, October 8th. It's open to the public. The cost of admission is at least one non-perishable item for the local food bank. And so we're just going to – the first part of the show is I'm setting up, basically tearing down everything in my basement. We're setting it up on the stage. We're going to have a group jams like we do, and then after we do that, there's another coworker of mine. He has a band. His band's going to play for an hour, and then the Shiners are going to, their band's going to wrap up the night, or the Acoustic Trio, not sure which yet, but they're going to play and finish up the night then. But the charity is the Allegheny Valley Community, or Allegheny Valley Association of Churches. They have a local food bank, and researching them, there's 480 families that are local Fawn Township, Harrison Township, that are below the poverty level, that thought, you know, maybe we can stock the food bank up for Thanksgiving and help help all those people out.
Awesome. So. That's awesome. And that's a nice location.
It's a very nice venue.
VFW. Yep. Got a nice big room in the back. It'll host a big crowd.
Yeah. We're going to provide like Sloppy Joes and hot dogs and sauerkraut and some foods like that. And the VFW is going to sell all the beverages so we can support them and they can make a few dollars and keep their good thing going too.
Absolutely. So, again, your price of admission is something that you can bring and donate.
Yep, that's the cost of admission. Come here, see what we do in my basement. There'll be some great musicians from great local bands there. And then, like I said, there's going to be Midnight Special. It's a co-workers band's going to play. Mm-hmm. And then the Shiners.
Fantastic.
At the end of the night.
So you'll kick that off. Basically, you're kind
of time. about 1 o'clock till probably 6:30-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's Sunday, October the 8th,
mm-hmm.
is when you'll be holding that, and you can't miss the VFW. It's very easy to get to down in the Toronto Heights. So invite everybody to come down. You know, if you can, bring a bag full of goodies and leave.
Yeah,
them
bring your friends. Bring some food. Enjoy some music.
There you go. That'll be a lot of fun. And then you can actually see the Cellar Dwellers tour live.
Yep.
You know, I like that.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little crazy. The one jam I had, we had, I think, 14 amplifiers plugged in. But, you know.
He's got to put a new feed into his house, electrical feed.
But everybody keeps it respectable. You know,
sure.
It's everybody's turned down, and we just, a lot of people playing, but you just go around and everybody gets turns doing leads and trying things, and it's a lot of fun.
Hey, I mean, as a non-musician, I've been there. My wife and I have been there, and we had a blast because it was just that. It was, you know, people having fun playing. You were playing stuff that everybody knew, and everybody took their turn, too, and shared their talents, which was just phenomenal to hear and sit back. And it made it a very, very enjoyable. I mean, it sure beat watching the NFL, put it that way.
Yeah, I hope a lot of people come out and check it out. I think they'll find that it's very good quality.
Absolutely. Yep. And you never know who's going to be there, so that makes it an interesting surprise.
You never know who's going to show up.
So what's on Brad's future outside of that? Do you have any goals that you want to accomplish in the next year? Because you've done a lot in the last year.
Yeah. I'd like to get into the studio and get all my songs like officially recorded and get something out there and write a few more. Play some gigs. That's about it.
I wish you more success on that than I've had. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been trying to get Utah in the studio for since the history of this show, I think.
Yeah, not being a seasoned musician, there's a lot of learning that goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
But it's interesting, but it is a learning curve. And
but the amount of shows that you attend, I mean, you've got to be picking stuff off of that. And, I mean, and obviously that's inspired you to create the way you've created to this point.
Yep.
So pretty cool stuff. Well, Brad, we wish you the best of luck. And again, October the 8th, friends, everybody out there listening, make an effort to get down, even if you can only pop down for an hour or two. In the Toronto Heights VFW, it'll run basically from 1 to 6:30. It'll be an open jam if you're a musician. You know, bring a guitar. You might be able to get in on it. And again, a non-perishable food item is all it takes. You can help out the cause. And, you know, we are flipping the calendar here. This is the first day of October, if you can believe it. And, you know, there's holidays right around the corner, and there's going to be a lot of people that are in need, too. So it's a great way to help that cause and have some fun doing it at the same time.
Sure is. Yes.
So.
Yes.
Well, we're going to play a couple songs yet. You're going to do kind of a song you alluded to. We'll end up your segment with the songs referring to the mountains called Climb With Me. And you have another song that actually, features John Rickard on it as well?
Yes. Yeah, John's always gracious enough to play some gigs. You know, the guy just was playing down at Jurgles with two good bands, you know, the Shiners and Northern Comfort. And then on a Thursday, then on Saturday, he comes with me, and we go up to Smicksburg and play to their little community festival and Amish people hanging out and stuff. So
cool.
He's always gracious enough to play with me, and he helped me record this in my basement. So
and that's
in the cellar.
In the
this is a cellar dweller song recorded in the cellar.
There we go. This is an authentic cellar dweller tune. When I Met You is the name of it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's give it a listen, and we'll follow that up with Climb With Me. Brad, thanks for visiting with us, and thanks for sharing your talents with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for all you
do.
It's
been a lot of fun.
Brad Farster here tonight on the Grassroots Show on the Rock Station 97.7.
cannot forget. And I remember when I met you, you walked in that room and my heart sang a tune. I remember when I met you, I cannot forget. Your hair was long and flowed all about. I tried to speak, but no words would come out. As hard as I tried, I could only stare. The room was full, no one else was there. I remember when I met you. You walked in that room and my heart played a tune. I remember when I met you. I cannot forget. And I remember when I met you. You walked in that room and my heart sang a tune. I remember when I met you. I cannot forget. So cute that it made my heart stop thinking about how beautiful. And I remember when I met you, you walked in that room and my heart played a tune. I remember when I met you, I cannot forget. And I remember when I met you, you walked in that room and my heart sang a tune. That room made my heart go boom, boom, boom. Then I knew that I wanted to learn everything about you. And I remember when I met you, you walked in that room and my heart played a tune. I remember when I met you, I cannot forget. I remember when I met you, you walked in that room. Heart sang a tune. I remember when I met you. I cannot forget.
The view from the top is better than the bottom. When you don't think you can make the climb, reach out your hand, grab a hold of mine. Don't carry those burdens alone. Share them with your friend, throw them on my back. We'll make that climb together, 'cause view from the top is better than the bottom. Yeah, 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 yeah. Boss man says we don't need you around here anymore. 20 hard years gave to the company, they just shoved you out the door. You got those bills and a family to raise. The mountain's so steep it puts you in a daze. But don't give up or hang your head. Stick with me, we'll get through it instead. 'Cause the view from the top is better than the bottom. When you don't think you can make the climb, reach out your hand, stand hold of mine. Don't carry those burdens alone. share them with your friend, throw them on my back. We'll make that climb together, cause the view from the top is better than the bottom. Yeah, 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 yeah. Are you feeling imprisoned by their strong addictions? The chains are heavy, the cell is dark, soul is tired, you need a new start. Or maybe your struggle is depression. On the outside, you look fine, on the inside is fear and fright. Doesn't seem like you can find a light, but don't give up or hang your head. Stick with me, we'll get through it instead. Cause the view from the top is better than the bottom. When you don't think you can make the climb, reach out your hand, grab a hold of mine. Don't carry those burdens alone. Share them with your friend, throw them on my back. We'll make that climb together, cause view from the top is better than the bottom. Yeah, 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 yeah. The doctor says you got cancer, your whole world turned upside down. Or maybe you lost a loved one, your heart aches more than you can bear. Or maybe you feel all alone, even when you're in a crowd. The valley is dark, the valley is deep, the mountains are high and oh so steep. But don't give up or hang your head, stick with me, we'll get through it instead. Cause the view from the top is better than the bottom. When you don't think you can make the climb, reach out your hand, grab a hold of mine. Don't carry those burdens alone. Share them with your friend, throw them on my back. We'll make that climb together. Cause the view from the top is better than the bottom. Yeah, 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 yeah.
When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Reminder for Sunday, October the 8th, you'll want to head down to the Natrona Heights BFW for the Cellar Dwellers Live Benefit. Bring a canned good and enjoy the afternoon of music. Don't forget our Rock Done Right tour stop is Saturday, October 14th. Zeely on Tap is quickly approaching. You can enjoy some great brews with two different sessions featuring better than 15 of the best local breweries. Two sessions, 3 to 6 and 7 to 10. And featuring the music of Squeezin' the Shaman, Brother from Another Mother, Organization, and the Noble Hops Band. Enjoy the second annual Zeely on Tap to benefit the Zeely Noble Public Library and the Community Pool. Saturday, October 14th at the Zeely Noble Community Park. Sip, munch, and jam. And also keep your ears out for a very special benefit coming up in November that the Rock Done Right Tour will be a part of and help to promote. And from Shady Lady Productions, don't miss out on the Noble Hops Band. Coming up quickly, that's Thursday, October 5th at Recon Brewery with some special hops ingredients featuring Jennifer Lynn Baker and John Henricks.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back to wrap up our Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment presented by P&W Construction. See Dan Parr for all your building needs. And don't forget, our show is streaming at 977rocks.com, so you can pick us up anywhere you go. And also, the show is archived for future playback, so you can spin back through if you're, you know, looking for something to fill the background of making dinner or whatever. You can spin through a bunch of Grassroots Show, and it passes the time a little more conveniently for you.
Or listen at work while you're getting paid.
There you go.
I recommend you listen.
Thanks to Brad Forrester visiting with us and sharing his music talents here tonight. And thanks to those of you that go out and support local music, just like Brad does. We mentioned that he does it. And for those of you, and there are a lot of familiar faces that do, and we appreciate when you do that. The musicians in particular appreciate when you do that. And certainly there's been a lot going on. And we've got Zilly on Tap that we mentioned earlier, the Rock Done Right Tour stop in October. That's the 14th. Don't forget as well, the November 12th will be our Veterans. 11th is Veterans Day. I don't know why I'm so befuddled that the 11th is not a Saturday. It is. So anyway, but that'll be coming up on Veterans Day itself. And that'll be at the Lindor American Legion.
We hope so. Details soon. Yeah.
Yep, so we'll have more on that. So just mark your calendar. And I know you had the Shady Lady stage going in downtown Butler. It was good to hear music emanating from downtown again.
Yes, it was. And I can't thank Miss Freddie and her home cooking trio and the Ray Lanick Band, the Mo Nelson Band, and Shag Dog Melonhead enough. They just were phenomenal. Start to finish, the whole afternoon was phenomenal. They delivered, rocked, entertained. They're also easy to work with, and I greatly appreciate anybody who took the time to come down to the plaza and support what we had going on down there. So thank you very much for those who did.
I wish I could have been there. I was doing Slippery Rock football up in Erie, but I was thinking about you because I thought, wow, what a beautiful day to be jamming away. And the lineup that you had, the headliners in any show, and they were all together.
Yeah, and we were streaming the Rock Station, of course, while waiting down there, and then all of a sudden you came on with rock football, and I'm like, well, time to start the show. No offense, but this was about music that day. So.
I get it. Missed a pretty good game, though. But I know I missed some doggone good music, and I hope you'll get out and support some local music. Go out and check one of these local bands out when we talk about them, or if you hear them on our concert calendar, it's well worth your time. We wouldn't be saying it if we didn't mean it, and we wouldn't be able to say it for 5 years like we have if it was not good quality and great caliber of music. So, and let's spin some more of it while we're here.
That's what we're here for.
We're going to do the band Daily Grind, who've been around for a while, trio, and a cool little song called Black Tops and Boulevards are going to spin for you.
All right, and we'll take the show out tonight with the Dirty Charms and their song Love's So Cruel.
And we will see you next Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
I live for you.
For the Honda North Studios. Looking for a really hot deal on a really cool car? Consider the stylish Civic sedan. Lease an LX 2.0 liter CVT for $129 a month, or step up to an EX 1.5 liter turbo CVT for just $169 a month during the Back to Cool sales event. Going on now. See Honda North for complete details. WLER-FM, Butler, Cranberry, The Rock Station, 97.7.
Took us when I hit the ground. End up like a dog that's been beat too much till you spat half your life. is the your life, your station.
Thinking how it used to be.
Money for the shelter of my mother's little helper.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
Not unattractive. Turn me on tonight. Cause I'm a radioactive. Radioactive. Well, it's not a fight. And I'm not your captive. Turn me loose tonight. Cause I'm a radioactive. Radioactive. I want to stay with you.
Station 97.7.
rock station. 97.7. First with local music. Check out all the dates on this year's Rock Done Right Tour at 977rocks.com. And don't miss the Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station, 97.7.